At the 8 o'clock service, I shared a story that I'm going to share with you. The first parish that my wife and I served was in West Central Illinois, in Warren County. We lived in a parsonage or a manse that sat on 3 acres of land. It was 3 miles outside of a little town that had 350 people in it. While we were there, our oldest daughter was born at the community hospital. While we were there, we learned the rural life. I bought a pair of chore boots at the Farm King. We got laughed at the first time I went to visit a farmer and see his hog lot. I learned the distinctive smell. I'd learned to recognize the distinctive smell of the local feed store, that sweet, dusty smell. We looked at the people around us and began to develop their lifestyle. And one of the things that we noticed is that everyone burned off their gardens in the fall. And we had a large garden in the back of our yard near a fence row, near 2 oak trees under which grew wild asparagus. It's the first time I ever had asparagus is when we picked that asparagus and ate it. Well, one bright, sunny fall afternoon, we decided that we too would burn off our garden since it had finished producing the fruit of the land. And so we set the fire, and my wife pulled out a 250-foot-long garden hose, and the sweet plumes of gray smoke rose to the heavens. It was just about then, as the garden was burning really good and strong, that a fall gust of wind came brushing over the land, and all of a sudden sparks went flying everywhere. And I madly was dashing around trying to stamp out little fires, because there was a full cornfield just to the west of us that had not yet been harvested. And I could just hear in my mind's eye, in my mind's eye, the people in the community saying, "That darn new minister," although I don't think he would have used the word darn, "that darn new minister set the field on fire, trying to burn off his garden." I learned then that wind and fire are a very dangerous combination, because they cannot be controlled. They have a mind of their own. But wind and fire also bring about the possibility of new life and new beginnings. As I read the lesson today from Acts chapter 2, we hear about wind and fire of that first Pentecost. The day of Pentecost had come, and they were all gathered together in one place. Suddenly there came from the sky what sounded like a strong driving wind, a noise which filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them flames like tongues of fire distributed among them and coming to rest on each individual. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit gave them the power to do. Now there were staying in Jerusalem devout Jews drawn from every nation under the heavens. At this sound, a crowd of them gathered and were bewildered, because each one had heard his own language spoken. And they were amazed and in astonishment exclaimed, "Surely these people who are speaking are all Galileans. How is it that each of us can hear them in our own native language? Parthenians and Medes and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, of Judea, of Cappadocia, of Pontus in Asia, of Phrygia, and of Egypt, of the district of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, all of us hear them telling in our own tongues the great things God has done." They were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What can this mean?" Others said contemptuously, "They're drunk." But Peter stood up with the 11 and in a loud voice addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, listen and take note of what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what the prophet Joel spoke of. In the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show portents in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and a pall of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great resplendent day, the day of the Lord, shall come. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord on that day shall be saved. May God add understanding to the reading of that word. Amen.